The legislature decided long ago to keep the auto registration fee low, it's one of the lowest in the country, and rely on the gas tax for 70% of transportation revenue. Since the gas tax is based on gallons, not price, it does not go up with inflation as the sales tax does, so the legislature authorized automatic annual rate increases. The executive director of 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin, Dave Cheslevich, says that's wrong.
We think that there shouldn't be automatic tax increases. If taxes for transportation are going to be increased, the legislature ought to do that thoughtfully, and they ought to take a vote. It shouldn't be automatic. And secondly, if that's going to happen, we should really have a more balanced transportation system than we've got now.
Cheslevich says Wisconsin spends a third more than other states on building new highways. The director of the Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association, Tom Walker, disputes that statistic. Walker says Wisconsin has slightly fewer lane miles of highway per capita than average and spends only 10% of the transportation budget on new highway lanes. Walker says the transportation budget also pays for subsidies of mass transit, airports, and railroads.
All that is coming out of a single revenue source, whereas in other states, it is quite common to have multiple revenue sources to deal with the multiple nature of transportation investment. It's not just one source. And so that's why we have a high fuel tax. It's not that we're spending more in Wisconsin. We're just relying on one revenue stream.
Walker says other states use general purpose tax revenue to subsidize mass transit or let local governments levy their own taxes. Cheslevich says in Wisconsin, general purpose taxes subsidize highways. Cheslevich says more than half the cost of local roads and streets comes from property taxes. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.